From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. president re-enters the political fray. Hillary Clinton plans to return to the campaign trail Thursday after being sidelined for the past several days with pneumonia. While the former Secretary of State continued to recuperate, she got a rousing endorsement from the country's number one Democrat and her former boss, President Barack Obama.
In the middle of crisis, she'll listen to people and she will keep her cool and she treats everybody with respect. And no matter how daunting the odds, no matter how many times people knock her down and mess with her, she does not quit. She doesn't quit. She doesn't quit. That's the Hillary that I know.
The president dismissed Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, as not being fit to serve as the country's commander-in-chief. Trump later appeared outside of Philadelphia, where the president had made his comments. Trump unveiled details of his plans for making child care more affordable for American families and for working mothers.
Too often, those who have power have disdain for the views, beliefs, and attitudes of those who don't have any political power. Those in leadership must put themselves in the shoes of the laid-off factory worker, the family worried about security, or the mom struggling to afford child care. Child care is such a big problem.
Trump proposed guaranteeing 6 weeks of paid maternity leave to employees who employers don't offer leave already. With 8 weeks to go before the November 8th election, the latest polls are showing the race between Clinton and Trump tightening, with Clinton holding a 3-4 point lead nationwide. This is VOA News. President Obama welcomes Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi to the White House Wednesday, where he is eager to hear her views on how far the U.S. should go in lifting sanctions on the Southeast Asian country. It'll be her first visit to the U.S. as state counselor and foreign minister, a position she assumed after her party's decisive win in last November's elections. The country's military-era constitution bars her from holding the title of president because her late husband and children are foreign citizens. Aung San Suu Kyi spent more than 20 years under house arrest in the country formerly known as Burma. Her meeting with Obama in the Oval Office is viewed as another clear indication that she is Myanmar's de facto civilian leader. Russia is urging Syrian rebels to separate themselves from terrorists to ensure that the Russian-U.S. brokered ceasefire continues to hold in Syria, where a relative calm has prevailed since the truce went into effect 2 days ago. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin says the Kremlin is hopeful that the truce deal will create the necessary environment for political settlement. The United States and Israel Wednesday will sign an unprecedented military aid package totaling more than $40 billion over 10 years that Israel says constitutes the single largest pledge of assistance in U.S. history. It surpasses the annual payment under the current agreement, which expires in 2018. The Memorandum of Understanding includes annual funding for Israeli missile defense and provides the Jewish state with $3.8 billion each year through 2028. European Commission leader Jean-Claude Juncker called for unity among Eastern and Western European countries during his State of the European Union address Wednesday, as tensions continue among member states following Britain's vote to leave the EU. Juncker also cited growing nationalism among countries in response to the ongoing refugee crisis as a major issue that needs to be tackled. He said the scope in which we cooperate is far too small.
I believe the next 12 months are decisive. If we want to reunite our union, if we want to overcome the divisions between East and West, which have opened up in recent months.
The divisions between countries were highlighted Tuesday when Luxembourg's foreign minister called for Hungary to be suspended from the EU after he said refugees in that country are being treated like animals. Hungary's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade responded to that criticism in a statement, calling the man who made it an intellectual lightweight. German pharmaceutical giant Bayer has reached an agreement to buy U.S. seed and weed killer Monsanto for $66 billion.
That's the latest world news from VOA.